Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Truth is designed to shine a light on that part of us that's hidden deep within us, and it stunts our growth. Truth is only truth if it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's merely our apparently, our apparently, our apparently.
If you really wanna talk, then let's talk truth. Hey. Any situation that you face can be talked through. No problem too big, there's no problem too small at all. Trying to maintain to keep from smashing through a wall. Heavy load up on your shoulders, trying hard not to fall. Situation after situation, throwing curveballs. Got you worried about your job, a word about your kids, a word about the things people said or what they did. Your husband ain't doing right, or maybe it's your wife, 'cause they let the devil step in and creep up in your life. Hey, L-O-I-C-E, come and help us out, please, 'cause we all in desperate need and need to learn to plant our seed. We gotta grow as a people, 'cause wisdom and knowledge is equal, and all we need to learn to do is spread our wings like eagles. Now, let's talk truth, let's talk truth, let's talk truth. Lord, sit down to talk truth, but the rest is on you.
Good evening. How's everyone out there on this marvelous, fabulous Sunday evening? Well, I do hope and pray that you have worship today where you were fed and fed for growth, spiritual growth, and hope you really enjoyed where you were today. I know I did. I want to say this. Thank you for tuning in today to Let's Talk Truth Blog Talk Radio. And we're going to talk to you today about what we think is wrong with life. And we're talking about life, which is powered by greed. I'm going to ask a question. First of all, I want to thank the ones of you that's here in the studio. Thank the ones of you that's calling in. And I need to ask a question. Anybody can give me an answer to this. What do you consider greed to be? Give me a definition of greed.
Taking more than what you need.
Taking more than what you need. Have you noticed? The reason our show is called Life Powered by Greed, do you think greed is what pushes this world into the state that it's in now? Is it greed?
Greed for a lot of things.
Greed for power. Yes, control. I know that it didn't, the Bible, and we're taught in righteousness that there's nothing new under the sun, which means greed has been around a while. But I think it was, I know it's been around a while, but I think it's kind of been covered or camouflaged because there was some God around, you know? But now we don't have God in the hearts of the people. And so the trusting God is gone, the compassion we have for others, love for one another, that should be fueling our daily survival. And if you think about it, it's really not. And I think that's why greed has such a big hold on everything. Because we're, righteousness is void. So if greed, people are greedy for different things. And you guys put it best. You want to control. You want best the power. You have to control. And I think that we feel so little of ourselves. You know, wherever greed abides, there has to be a diminishing part of us somewhere. We really don't think we're worth anything. So if we can control a situation, can control where we are, or control what's going on, then if you look at it, that gives us some type of validation. Do you agree? It makes me valid if I can control you, or if I have something that you don't have. So you have to think about it in those terms. But it's really a sad thing. Now, out of all the provisions that we've been given, I want to hoard all the money. Why do I want to hoard all the faith? We're hoarders of God's provision. And if we are hoarders of God's provision, that's what gives birth to this greedy society that we're in. You know, so give me your thoughts on that. What is the greed part that you want to express?
The greed, my thing is what I really tired of the part of greed. It's the greed of control. You know, mainly I'm talking about myself because I'm a upstanding person. I don't do anything, but I don't want people to just tell me all the time, you can't do this because they don't like it.
Yeah.
You know, and there's no facts behind it, or they twist the facts to try to bring it to them, or they just don't want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of people trying to control people. Let people do, you know, not everything. Some of the things, you know, like, it's ridiculous. For instance, I always bring this up, but it's to mention smoking. I don't smoke, but I'm not going to tell nobody that smokes because they sell it. It's legal. Why would I tell somebody that can't smoke? Because secondhand smoke, and I don't need to be there where it is.
Yeah.
You tell them, well, you can't smoke in a bar. You can't smoke in a restaurant. But if those restaurants choose to have smoking patrons, the people who don't want to smoke just don't go there. They're not discriminating on you.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying, you know, we welcome everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like, for instance, you know, they got, they get on people who bring, you know, concealed carry or even open carry. They're not shooting up the place. But you're telling someone that they can't do something that's law-abiding. So
because you don't agree with it.
That's silly, and that means you don't want. You say, well, I don't care about the laws. I don't care about this. I just don't want you to do it. You know, but what if those businesses, now, if there are businesses that say, you can't do this in my business. Okay, I won't do that. I just won't go there. It's businesses that say, oh, you can't bring concealed handguns and concealed weapons in there. Guess what? I don't get mad protesting. You know how I protest? I just don't go those places.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Everybody else can go there. I don't care about them going there. I don't care about them giving them the money. But I'm not going to give them. The end. But you don't need nobody telling you, no, you can't smoke outside. But you don't say, you know, people drink heavily at bars, go home, wreck everybody, but you have never seen anybody in the history of smoke so many cigarettes while they get in the car kill nobody. Have you seen that?
No.
People that smoke a fart, they don't get in the car and just, oh, but guess what? Two or three drinks. but you want to say, see, that's a false sense of control to me. Feel safe. I'm tired of hearing that about feeling safe. I can feel safe all day long. Still a hoodlum start beating my head in. I can still feel safe. He's not going to kill me all the way. You know, that's retarded.
Let me say something that I totally agree with what you're saying, but let me tell you another thing that hits closer to home with me. Who and why? Just somebody answer me this question. I have to elaborate on it. Just tell me why. Why do we have standardized testing? Why is it someone has to pass a test before they can graduate? Where did that come from? But who thought of it? I want to know. I want to find the man who put it in there. And I asked him, did you put that in place? Did we vote on it? Did I miss it? How did this come into play? So he said, well, no, actually, there was no vote on it. It was just something I was sitting up thinking about, and off the top of my head, I said, you know, in order to keep our children, their minds working in the right place, I'm going to give them some curriculum for the summer. I said, oh, okay. I said, I understand that. I said, so are you telling me that you're better equipped to tell my child what to do during their off time than I am? Well, no. Let me ask you another question. Is it true that summer break means a break from school, right? Oh, yes, ma'am. I said, so when you take vacation, do you pile your briefcase up with work and take it with you? Well, no. That's a different thing. I said, I think it's the same thing. I said, you're taking a child's vacation and you're covering it with work. I said, and you're also telling me that I'm such a lousy parent, I don't know how to keep my children entertained during the summer, that I need you. Well, actually, the children love it. I said, that's a lie. I said, you know what? I said, I work every day. I said, but if I didn't work every day, I'd make your life a living hell at the school board. I said, because I would pick it, I would walk every day until somebody shut that mess down. I said, it doesn't make sense, and you're making a child's life miserable. Well, I hate you feel that way. I said, no, you hate, you gonna hate more than I feel this way. I said, because God is tired of people taking advantage of his children. So a few months later, he was fired. And I think that once we apply prayer to situations, that's how we're going to get it changed. And we need to change it and get greed out of the way. You know, I want to be the only one. I want to be the one that name goes on the top of the line. I want to be the one. We always want to be the one except for the one that has to be accountable. But we don't want to be accountable.
People don't understand. The one who everybody who you want to be is, they are the leader, but they have to serve everybody. While you're a follower, you just serve nobody. You don't really serve nobody. But a leader, takes the leader of a company, CEO, his company, not nobody else. I mean, a founder that's still in power, that hasn't had nobody to come and buy up some so he could take over and all this, like people think I'm talking about, the sole owner of the company. He owns the company. He says, hey, that's a lot of money. Guess what? He has to make all the decisions about so that you as a worker can still work. Mm-hmm. He's not only looking out for him, he's not a worker. True businessmen got to look out for their workers because their workers are what, like, okay, just say, for instance, you had a multi-million-dollar hair. Now, you started little, and you built it to 400 people. You don't treat those 400 people right. They walk off. How can you tell them? And you get people in time to do that? Because those people are experienced. You've got to get inexperienced, so that means your profit line is hurt. So what you do is you have to serve them so that they can be feel good and give you a profit. It's a circle of life, that it like the song circle of life. But people who are greedy just want me. They don't say you gotta feed. Because nowadays, like here in this country, I love this country, but it's the model of business is who can we pay to lose to do the job for us. So you say, you know, well, we got to let the immigrants in and everything. That's why people want them to come in, because they're not used to, they're not in here to love them. They hear that, you know, your country, you make $2 an hour. So I'm going to give you $4 an hour to do the job. But then my profit is going to be sky high. But we love y'all immigrants. Y'all people see that's for, that's greed.
Mm-hmm.
They're never going to treat them right.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be over here, oh, yeah, I love you, whatever. Whatever. It could be Hispanic, African, Chinese, whatever immigrants. They know when they come over here, they're going to get a little semblance of something. And then, you know, where take $100 they make. The company make $100 each person. They don't have to pay 10 cents off that $100. So they make it $99.90, right? While that person is making 10 cents. So profit is going out the wazoo.
Mm-hmm.
That's greed.
That's greed.
You know, we sit here every day and get taken back by greed. The
mm-hmm.
controlling factor of this, of it's so bad. Let me tell you how another control people look at it. School. It's control.
Mm-hmm.
What they tell you in school? Go to school, get a good job. Right? Y'all heard that. Go to school, go to college, you get your good job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I'm going to control who goes. No. Mm-hmm. I'm going to control that. Education.
Mm-hmm.
The schools that you might be an A student, but you can't afford books or this tuition. You can't afford $110,000 to go to school. To make $60,000 or so. Right. So you got $110 a year. Look at some of these yearly semesters. Like SMU is one of the highest. It's a private school. It's some one of the highest tuition schools. I think it is the highest tuition school in America. It's higher than MIT. All these other. University of Texas is not far behind. It's like 90,000 a year or something like that. Okay. So from that, you say, I'm going to be an engineer. You have, say, 90,000 times 5. You're dead.
Ooh.
But you get a job starting out making 80,000. So that means you would have to have no bills for 6 years. And your whole income going to pay off your loan. Or you have to work like $20. So now you go into school at 18, by 24 or 25, you get out. So from 25 to 35, you're working as a dog, hard as a dog, trying to pay this off. So there is no time for you to do anything, your life is gone, because if you are about your business, there's no fun. So now you don't work yourself to a heart attack. Your marriage is gone. Your kids is messed up. All this kind of stuff. All because of you trying to go to school. But they do that to say, you know what, poor folks, you can't go. You won't stay and be our service workers.
Exactly.
And then the people who can make it, you can be our engineers.
Mm-hmm.
People need to wake up. They say, well, look at all the blacks and all the Latinos graduating from high school. Where do they go after that? Right. What is the success rate for graduating college and making a change? Now, when I say making a change is where you don't have no tuition, where you ain't paid nothing. How many full ride scholarships is coming out? How many is this? This is control
mm-hmm.
that nobody else talks about. It's controlling who gets good jobs. And who stays
exactly.
in the service
work?
Mm-hmm. You won't be blue collar. You smart as all I do, but you won't be my trash truck. Because I'm never gonna let you. I never understood why people at jobs try to undercut folks for a job to be a lead or a manager or something like this, when you're going to forever hit a ceiling because you will never be CEO of that company. But you're going to undercut because this is the control they put in there. They're going to keep you down. You're never going higher than what they want you to go. Mm-hmm. So they're going to say, you know what, no, or they're going to keep transferring you, giving you the runaround until you get your own. Then you go back and buy that company. See, they don't want you doing that because they know. So what they're going to do is, brother, see, you don't have a strike. So it's going to be hard for you to even touch money. And see, and then, this way you look, see, your shoe size ain't big enough. Your head ain't little enough. You know, we're not going to do this right now unless you got $15,000, you can get it right today.
Right.
But, so you get discouraged. Well, I can't do it. So I guess I'll just work at a department store for all my life. That's why department stores think, you know, certain things, you know, certain ones, a lot of them, is they just don't want. But you want different. So the control factor is multiplied and it's become corrupt. You have people sitting here that's arguing about race, and both of y'all poor. You have people that's on both sides, black and white, rich, don't care nothing about none of their races. They only do things to promote. If it ain't in the TV, I don't want to do it. Then you got people who are been to school but got a little sense and done with it.
Yeah.
But they're doing it. I can show you this. No, they're not doing good. You know, they're not. You program to believe things that all this stuff is happening. Just like all this presidency is a sham. Mm-hmm. All of them. Republican and Democrat. Both of them no good. Both of them no good. You cannot tell me. You know, the only thing that one of them have is they ain't never been in politics. The other one, it has no record. They've been in politics all the time. There's nothing good that they ever done. You can't say nothing like, well, they stopped the crisis or did. You can't say nothing. They even quit. They even quit under the current president. You know, I resign. They, hey, there's nothing. But people, show you how control is. They know these people doing stupid stuff. They don't care.
That's
They've
right.
been controlled so much, they don't care. They caught the woman stealing. They caught the whole the party rigging a system against her. They're still crying and we got them both for. They got a man that still deals more than anything and treat workers bad. They got them both for.
I'm doing the right.
You know, that doesn't make any sense. There's no factual, you just doing that because you're controlled by blacks. Blacks are controlled to vote Democrat all the time. If you vote Republican, you become a black sheep of the black society. If you white, you're supposed to vote you're conservative and vote Republican. If you vote Democrat, you're a stupid liberal, which none of them don't give a care about you. They can say all this kind of stuff. That's why the control over you only control you on things because we don't research anything. All we do is I can tell you, I say, Dijon, sky's red, and he takes my word for it and go. And the sky could be blue, I don't know what he's going to. Nope.
Sky's red.
All because he says, you know, it's pretty. He never tells the story. He's just the best. But I'm deceiving him. Now, he looks like a fool to everybody else, but guess what? That's what they do. Control, they get in your head. They start by little things. No, the white man ain't getting up like this. Right. And he's pulling apart. Because I guarantee, we all got together and said, excuse me, I'm talking about everybody in America. Went to Washington and said, you know what, we started off. And they're going to say, you can't start, yes, we can't start over. We are the people.
Right.
We're kicking everybody out. We're going to start over anew. We can do that.
Mm-hmm.
People don't, but people so scared about it, and they just let people control them. Do you want somebody just coming to your house and like, you fix it, either per se, you go to, what's a good person?
30th Street.
Red Robin, Angry Dog, all these, you know, big old juicy burgers. You got a burger in your hand. Everybody in the studio got a burger. But I come in the room and take your burger with me. Give me that. Bite off your burger, bite off your burger, bite off your burger. You don't want nobody doing that. That's what they do in our lives. People that control and greed, they want everything for themselves. So they gonna eat your burger, even though they got a burger. They gonna eat your burger, they're gonna eat everybody's burger in there, and they're gonna keep their burger. And leave you with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Then what they're gonna do is they have to sow the sin. So they're gonna say, well, I only ate your burger because she told me to. So now you're gonna start hating her.
Right.
And y'all gonna go at it. While y'all go at it, I'm going in your kitchen, taking all the hot seed fruit punch. I'm taking all the chicken fried chicken. I'm taking all the Red Bulls. I'm taking all the Mountain Dew. And I'm walking out. So when y'all get through fighting and be tired, I done clean your whole house out of all the favors. And I'm gone. And guess what? Y'all left with nothing. But we so controlled. And people just so gonna. I never understood the reason to just follow behind somebody and cry when you see them and all this kind of stuff. And, oh my God, they're such celebrities. Ah! Fall out. Why? Why do we listen to celebrities, what they have to say? Is it because of the money? So that means what they say is loaded? Well, see, and 95% of them, 98% of them done anyway. We look up to, oh, my God, they just say no wrong. And they go home, they're doing coke, they beating women, the women beating men, they sleeping with everybody's husband. They killing folks. But we do. Because they can, what we say, go and they control us. That's why they get so big. You got girls want to look like this lady. You got dudes want to start walking like, I look up to them because they got money. Why? You can't be happy with what you have. Then the greed starts getting into us. Because we don't need 4 or 5 cars. It's not no problem in wanting. But when you're killing yourself to get these kind of things, like you're working 7 days a week, you're working 20 hours a day, 7 days a week, 20 hours a day. If you do that, you eventually, your body will break. But only 4 hours of sleep. Then now you can't even get 4 hours of sleep because you have to get a certain amount of sleep. Then you got to wake up, you got to go to work and start all over. And people are like, I'm working for this shit. You letting money control you to do something. So guess what? Now your little kids growing up without a daddy, they don't hardly see you. So when they hanging out with Johnny down the street, and Johnny down the street introduced them to the gang life, they don't have daddy there to dissuade them, saying, all they know is these males right here want to be with, you know, want to hang with me. And you say, but I'm trying to put a roof over your head. Daddy, I already got some. We need you here. But we let everything else control us. You know, and money and power, that is like the most controlling fact. It tears up family. It tears up your body. All these people be 50-something, 40-something dying. So, yeah. And again, you see, say for instance, if you don't have a downtime on business, you're eventually gonna mess up something.
Because
your body is gonna reject whatever. Your body is gonna you go your mind cannot work with amount of sleep, not with so much amount of sleep. You know, that's why, you know, when they go to the Army, the little Navy SEALs, they do their little 5 days with only 4 hours of sleep. They do it on purpose to see how these people, they judge their mind and
mm-hmm.
how far they go over forward and say, well, you went too far over, you sort of bad part, or whatever. Like, they looking for people with good judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Say, well, with this amount of sleep, I can do this, but I can't, I know I can.
Right.
Not just keep on working out. They trying to see how you are trying to renew your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're in a business and you're trying to, and money's controlling you, you're trying to get you. Well, if I don't hire but 3 people and we work 23 hours a day, I mean, look at all the money I'm getting in. It looks good on paper. Your body says otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Household says otherwise.
Right.
Oh. Because I guarantee if you are there and you are married and whatever, and you gone all the time,
right,
Jody's coming in. And nobody going to be, you can be, I'm out here trying to pay the bills. She ain't looking for man to pay.
Right.
And guess what? There goes Jody. How you doing?
Hold this out there just a minute. I want to say to this caller, I'm trying to connect you. So if you don't mind, please hang up and dial back in because I can't bring you on. We're having problems with this. So I know you can hear me. I just can't hear you. So if you'll please hang up, and then I'll bring you back. Okay.
This is the thing. So all this greed for money and greed for power, now you get a divorce and all this kind of stuff. Because if she's gone all the time, or he gone, whatever. It's not, you can be loyal that like that, but it's going to be hard because what you like the most is going to come up in your face.
Mm-hmm.
If you like a bow-legged 5'5", 125 with a certain type of dress, that's what's going to come up in your face. And then on the other hand,
there's always somebody out there who wants
you. Yeah,
exactly. You know what? You just said a mouthful
right
there. It's always somebody who wants what you have. That's why we need to actually take inventory. Take inventory on what we have been given. And when you take inventory on that, we just have to, not only do we appreciate what we have, but we work it in a way that no matter greed out there can deprive us of what we've been given. Now, it's only a greedy, say for instance, you and I are buddies. We're men.
So.
And you got a nice woman. Mine is a little iffy, shaky. But I want your woman. No. I don't necessarily want your woman. I just don't want you to have.
Okay. No, you can say I want. You can say I want them because that's the word of greed. The greed is not saying I don't want you to have them. Greed is I have my ice cream and I want your ice cream too. I want two ice cream, but I don't need two ice cream. I can't eat two ice cream.
But the thing of it is, I so greedy for control and power. I do not want you to have anything.
Right.
I don't want you to have it.
You're happy.
Yeah.
You're happy and I'm not.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go and whatever and videotape it and then put it on there. I had your woman like that. And then get your other friend to do fight the same thing on you.
Yes.
I know. That plays out all the time.
All the time. So when we get to, you know, get down to the nitty gritty, but we're talking about greed. Greed really deprives us of, it steals our peace, everything, your comfort, your everything. Now, yes. Now, this is one thing, and I tell people, this show is Let's Talk Truth. You cannot have truth without Christ. So, God gave us that ability within. He gave us gifts that we're able to see that enemy that comes in and want to steal mine my piece
right.
to go along with their two piece and their biscuit. And, you know, they want to do all of this. So now if I can see it, why am I ignoring it? You know, why am I ignoring it? Because I just don't believe. Listen, it's hard for me to believe that I've got a friend that would undercut me. Yes, that just wouldn't do that. You know why? Because I wouldn't do it to them. But greed has nothing to do with you being who you are. If you're greedy in one place, you're greedy in all places. And I don't trust a greedy person. I don't trust your business. I don't trust your relationship. Exactly.
They'll stoop low to do it.
Let me tell you something. This is going to really sound like it doesn't fit. I can remember when I was a young girl. Well, that was yesterday. And I can remember in elementary school, I had people, this couple of girls used to always tell me, "Oh, you're so skinny. Look at them little legs. Look at them." They convinced me that I did not have a nice figure.
Right.
They convinced me that my legs were not pretty. So I went through elementary school. Yes. And then one day, but let me tell you about when truth. The truth is going to come out, but look how long you've been robbed
right.
before it comes out.
Right.
One day, it was a gay boy that I went to school with. I saw him. During the summer, we used to come to the city and spend a couple of weeks, and I saw him. He ran to me and he hugged me. He said, "Oh, it's so good to see you, girl. You still got them pretty legs." And I'm like, "Oh, you're not ripped out." And it dawned on me, you know, he said to further get it in my head, he said, "You know what?" He said, "It's one thing I want you to know that I've never been able to tell you. You've got some of the prettiest legs I've ever seen. And if I was at freedom
right.
to walk as a female," he said, "'cause I'm one." He said, "But if I had the freedom to walk as a female," he said, "I would want your legs." And it was from there that I realized how I had been robbed all those years. Yes, you have to be aware of who you listen to, because greed, see, somewhere down the line, those two girls that kept telling me that, they were greedy for popularity or whatever. But they, yeah, and I was a threat to them. Always know that what God gave you makes you a threat to somebody. And you have to know that you know that you know, so that you will not allow their greed to diminish your spot where, you know, where you're supposed to be. Don't let anybody diminish that. So greed will take you from, it'll take you in your appearance, it'll take you in your knowledge, it'll take you in anything that you have to offer. A person with greed will try to rob you. And we got to always remember that. And there's a reason why the Bible tells us don't put your trust in man. Because man will let you down. Don't ever. I can remember I had a girlfriend. When I'm a friend, I'll give you my last. I just feel like I'm your friend. Here, take it. Everybody don't feel that way. And I can remember this girl who's always, if I had $5, she needed $5. And I would give it to her. If I had a dollar, I just need a dollar. And I'd give it to her. One day, I had $50. By that time, I'd kind of come into the knowledge of Christ just a week out. and discernment kicked in. I had $50. She needed $50. And this, do you know, the Spirit said, when she, you got $50. Mm-mm. Yeah, I do. But I don't have it for you. And that's what I told her. You have got to know who's trying to rob you. You see, greed makes robbers.
That's what they run up in your house. They don't need that stuff they run up in your house. That's a facade saying, I got to feed my family. Like, well, I got to pick some cans up.
Right.
So you run up in his house, you're going to be getting wheeled after the
family. Yeah. Your family going to be trying to do it.
That's selfish.
Yeah.
Because you run up in for it. Give me the money. Boom, 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 boom. Now your family greed for money. Like the little boy up here, little boy in our neighborhood.
Yeah,
who robbed and tried to rob a shell with a BB gun and got killed.
Right.
Nobody in our neighborhood needs that type of meat money that day. There's no, it's not poverty like that around here. It's not poverty like you just don't have nothing. Because if they're walking the street and knocking out 10, they don't do it. But these teenagers, they don't need. But the greed that they see around promotes them wanting things that they don't need.
Yeah.
You know, like if you go to school, you get laughed at if you don't have joy.
Mm.
Or you don't have name brand.
Right.
You know, when I was in school, I would wear K-Swiss. Dang, it was white. I didn't care about name brand stuff. I didn't care about. Only thing I needed was that I needed some kind of name brand pants. And only because they were held up to be moving around. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I didn't say, oh my God, you just got on some Wrangler. Now where you get got at is you need it so bad you have to put on fake stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you have on a shirt that say tummy, but the tag say pain.
Right.
Don't go fake. Teach your kids. You don't need.
They say Tommy, and then it's T-U-M-M-Y.
Right.
Yeah.
What was that?
No. Boo-boo. You see that, and the grief, because they're looking at everybody else. And we as a society saying, this is how you have to be accepted. And we're not teaching them. You know what? It's okay to live where you live. Just keep it moving. It's okay to have. If you can only afford Walmart, fine. I don't care.
Let me
just
you
know, long as you decent.
Right.
You know what
decent.
I mean.
I done stopped with the people controlling me. I buy what I want to buy. You know, I buy stuff. Now, when I look at stuff, I say, man, nobody wearing this. Now, some of the stuff I say that, then I look at the price. I get some jeans. I know nobody that I know can pay $400. But I'm like, I'll wait on them. You know, I ain't gonna go rob nobody. But it's some. It's a brand that don't nobody wear. But I don't know about it. Well, I do know about it. So,
what they make your heart beat longer?
No, but they got tourniquets and built in. They stuff like that. They got tourniquets and all that kind of stuff built in. Rim stop.
So if you got tourniquets and stuff in the garage, you just
no.
No, I understand. These are not just regular blue jeans
right.
that you wear to school.
No.
Let me tell you, this is what I tell people. Look at the person who's laughing at you. I told a young lady. I told this girl one day, she tried to say something about what I was wearing. I said, baby, listen, I wear what I wear by choice. You ugly, and you can't fix that. So you need to go. Now, let's see who can come up. I said, see, I can go put on something else. I got 300 and some pair of shoes. So I can change. But you ugly. You can't do nothing about that. You are ugly. So you have to realize, look at the people. Look at the people. Stop and look at the person that's trying to laugh at you. And that is nothing but to make you feel.
Or smell what's coming out.
Yeah. You have to, you know, be aware. Who's trying to steal? Who's trying to steal your peace?
Exactly. You know, because at the end of the day I don't think nobody really wants people to control them.
Uh-uh.
I don't think so. But people do it so cleverly, and we let them because it's done. Like, you think you really have a choice in or not? You know, they that's how they say, but you do have a choice. Be your own man.
Yeah.
Be your, if you have buddies, friends, you know, especially dudes, won't be trying to hook up with your homie girl and all that kind of stuff. And if she will actually do that, you don't need to take her back. I mean, I'd rather, this is me, and I know this is a little off, but if some woman will cheat or whatever, let it be somebody out across town. Because it's bad just, you know, oh, it's Sammy. Oh, Sammy, have you been in my house for 12 years? I didn't even split up. It's how you do me. He lost two people.
Yeah.
If he's like, well, I ain't gonna never lose my home. He gonna keep doing it like that.
Exactly.
He gonna,
he doesn't respect you.
He gonna keep doing you like that. Mm-hmm. Somebody by the street, I used to man named Joe. I'm like, you know what? He ain't in my life. Mm-hmm. I can just not talk to him.
Yeah. When you look around, anytime you know, one of your homeboys keep talking about your wife. Man, look at that.
Look at
that.
Look at that lady.
Dude, there's something wrong with you.
That's bad. I mean, but that's that greed. He just said, why do you want mine so bad? What is mine? What is, I know I got to
take it away from you.
Right.
It's just to take it away from you.
Anybody here, go ahead. I don't want it no more. Well, then, you sure can't come on my house no more. You can't even come over no more. Both of y'all are banned. You know, both of y'all are banned. And that's why greed is really different. You'll kill people.
Yeah.
You'll kill your parents. I know people who stole all the TVs in their mama's house. And this is like the only child. So you would steal from your mama?
Mm.
The only TVs in the house, all of them. Mama keeps letting them make you steal it. This dude taking out every TV they get. They get a TV and she replaces it and steals it.
Well, I had a son. He wasn't my biological son, but he sold about $3,000 worth of mine too.
And didn't even get nothing for
him. No, he didn't.
Didn't even, they went to find it or sell it, didn't even get the value. So the pawn shop's not going to be your value. It's going to come to value in
cash. Oh, they
should.
Well, and it really hurt me. And I was looking through my jewelry cases the other day of all the jewelry I had in there. And no longer there. And that. Yeah,
see, that's what I'm saying. Greed, you don't have to be nobody like that.
And the thing of it is, what were they doing? Why did they need it during the day? They were in high school.
Well, you didn't need it. Because all the tennis shoes and everything, you had all the stuff. You had to eat. You didn't have to go. You didn't have to work. No, that was greed on extra. That was just on extra. They had shoes.
Uh-huh.
They had shoes and everything.
Mhm. You know, we've been having problems with our studio, and we had a caller that's been trying to get in, and we got like 3 minutes left. And now you're connected to the studio. Why don't you go ahead and give us a little bit of, if you want to say anything about what we're talking about, our life powered by greed? Caller?
Yes, absolutely, and I hope I don't lose signal while communicating. I've listened to the show. I've listened to the commentary. I've listened to everyone. And the thing is, we have let society dictate that the things that are necessity that we're willing to kill, steal, and destroy one another for. Look at our today, our television. If you can humiliate someone or yourself, then you'll be able to be successful in any shape, form, or fashion. That's what we've done. We have narrowed our lives down to how we can humiliate one another to get money. The bottom line is getting money in everything, and it shouldn't be that way because we're willing to step over our loved ones, anyone that who's cared for us, doesn't have to even be a blood relative. We have sacrificed one another as well as our own dignity and self-respect for a dollar that we don't know how to manage anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my thoughts.
Well, we're so glad to have you, and I do want to apologize. I don't know what was going on in the studio. The button you're pushing wasn't really being pushed. I don't know what happened, but I'm very glad that you hung in there and kept calling back. And we'll be able to, you know, get you in these last few minutes. So I'm glad you hung in there. But we know that life today, greed is taken over. And greed is taken over because we're void of God. God is not in a person's life. And we're just, we're hoarders. Now, you talk about hoarders, hoarders of God's provision. God give us, he supply me with money, but I want all of it. I want everything. I'm just a hoarder. And you know what? If I'm a hoarder of God's provision, you know what that makes me? I give birth to a greedy people. And I think that what I'm saying to everybody, be aware of your circumstances. If you know that you are involved with a greedy person, you don't have to stop speaking to them, but stop giving them that door to come in and control you. Shut that door. Say, we can be friends, but you can't control me. But I grant you they're going to keep trying. So the best thing is, like, you know, he used to tell us a long time ago, feed them with a long-handled spoon where they can't get close enough to you. And understand that we have got to be brothers and sisters. We've got to be whatever it is it takes us to encompass our purpose in life. And whether we are the person of greed or the person that's being taken advantage of, we need to remove greed from our society, from our lives, because it's just not going to work, not going to continue to work. And that's what we have to do. We have just a few seconds left, and I just want to thank all of you that called in. I want to thank all of you who participated in the in-studio process, and I really enjoyed it. So until we do this, I don't know if we're going to do it Tuesday or Sunday, whatever the Lord says, but either way, it'll be either this coming Tuesday or next Sunday. But either way, we're going to say thank you, love you, and this is Lois Bullock with Let's Talk Truth, and guess what? I'm loving you with the heart of God.
Loving you with the heart of God.
Good night.
Good night.